Blog Talk Radio.
Right, peace and blessings, family, and welcome to Mondays edition of Mind Magic here on Culture Freedom Radio. And, of course, I am your hostess, Lady D. So, I'm excited about tonight's show. Well, I'm excited about the energy that is surrounding us at this time. I've been in my in my mood all day, which I am loving the energy of the Aquarius air coming through. And of course, we are stepping into the Leo sun sign on tomorrow. So I'm excited about that energy as well. Today is Monday, Moon Day, July the 22nd of 2013. And I definitely appreciate all of you guys tuning in tonight. Those of you who are on the phone lines, those of you who are in the chat room, as well as those of you who will be joining us via archives. I definitely appreciate all your energy as well. So, contact information. Of course, you can find myself, Lady D, at lookentyson.com. That's lookentyson, E-N-T-Y-S-I-N.com. You can also find myself on Facebook as well as Twitter. You can look up Lady D, Mind Magic on both. You can also find our station, which is Culture Freedom Radio, at culturefreedomradio.webs.com. And you can also find us on Facebook and Twitter as well by looking up Culture Freedom Radio. So, tonight we are, again, we're going to speak on the full moon of Aquarius that's upon us. I haven't had a chance to go outside just yet, but I did get to see the beauty of the moon on last night, and I will be seeing it as soon as I'm done here. Excuse me, we'll be speaking on the Leo sun sign, which is moving in. Of course, we know the Aquarius motto is, I know. You know, they know everything. Even if they don't know the answer in this very moment, give them about 2 minutes and they'll have it. So technically, they know. And the mighty Leo motto is, I want and also I will. So we are combining the two. So we have the full moon, which is saying, I know. And then Leo is saying, I want and I will. So for us, that is saying that I know what I want and I know what I will do to get it. That's the energy that we are in right now. It's so beautiful. It just feels so at home. It really does, especially shifting out of that Cancer, water energy, and I am a Cancer and a rising Cancer, but that energy was intense. There was some intense emotional releasing going on during the Cancer sun sign, so I'm looking forward to shifting into this fire sign. So we have Aquarius, which is air. And Aquarius qualities is that they are the thinkers, like the philosophers and the teachers of the zodiac. And then the qualities of the Leo is confidence. They're ambitious. They're generous. They're loyal. And they're encouraging. Usually, when their encouragement comes about, it a lot of times it seems as if they are kind of fussing or putting an individual down, but that's the fire. You know, you got to put fire to something. Get a little fire going and things begin to move. So, we have the Aquarius is the air element. And the air element is an aspect of the East. The embodiment of the East is spiritual. You know, it's very spiritual in nature. The emotions of the East are awareness and excitement. Like, I know you all feel the excitement brewing. You might not know exactly what's coming, but there's like an air of excitement out here. The way of the East is the seeker of vision. You know, it's what you see. And it's not what you see when you open your eyes so much, but it's more so what you see when you close your eyes. Those thoughts, those ideas that we think about and then manifest into reality. And reality is what we see when we open our eyes. The phase of life for the East is being without form. That's air. Air has no form. It just is what it is. And Aquarius are the same in nature. Is not one characteristic or type for them. They're different. They're all different. They all think, but they all think differently. It's like they're floating without form, without conforming to the ways of society. Now, the expression of the East is the voice, the flute, or any instrument that is using the breath. And the first thing I thought about with the voice is the throat chakra. Most Aquarius are, or air signs in general, are generally vocal. They don't have an issue expressing themselves or their feelings. Now, the phase of the East on the medicine wheel is new beginnings and inspiration. That goes perfectly with the motto, I know. And the lesson is awareness and illumination. So the East, that air energy, it welcomes new ways of seeing, new ways of making choices that determine your path in life. It's your choice. The East, it helps us in choosing our destiny. You know, you choose the destiny that you desire to fulfill, just like we determine the family that we are born into. And that's very interesting. You determine the family in which you were born. And it's even more interesting because so many people have issues in their family. I wonder what you're working out. It also, the East, determines the experiences that we draw to ourselves. I love the East because it's about personal power. You know, you don't have anyone to blame except yourself. You chose your family. You choose your destiny. You choose what you're going to fulfill. You choose your path. You choose your experiences. Whatever is happening is a choice, and you can very easily change your choices. You can switch it up. This isn't benefiting me anymore. I'm going to go this direction. The beauty of life to me is that there is more than one way to do everything. There is no one set path. There is no one road that takes you everywhere. You know, there are multiple roads to get to that same destination. There are multiple paths to spirituality and connecting with your creator. There are multiple paths to holistic health or being healthy. There are multiple paths to gaining emotional freedom. There's no one way to do everything. So the East brings about your power. You step in and you decide how you are going to define you, define your life, define your path and exactly what it is that you are going to do. The East symbolizes that something has ended and that you are at the doorstep of a new beginning. Wonderful thing. New beginnings. You know, wiping your slate clean and determining where you are about to go. You know, you can go with the flow. You don't have to step away from the flow, but you do have to know where you're going. You know, going with the flow is being open to detours in the road, being open to the traffic jams, but it doesn't change the place that you're going. You have to know where you're going. The East symbolizes a time to identify, illuminate, which is gaining enlightenment on a spiritual and intellectual level, is a time to clarify, you know, to be clear on what it is that you desire. And I think that's where most of us fall, is that we aren't clear. Clear means that you can explain what you are doing, how you're doing it, and why you're doing it to anyone, from a five-year-old to someone who's over 90. If it's clear, they can all understand. They can all grasp it. When you're unclear, usually people have this thought that they are talking over someone's head. No, you're not talking over anybody's head. You're not so deep that people can't grasp the message. You're just not clear. You just don't know what you're talking about. You're just reciting something that you heard somewhere that sounded good to you. You didn't necessarily get it, but it sounded good. That's the same thing. That's not being clear. So you have to work on your clarity. It's time to seek new vision and the inspiration to locate your new path. The ease calls you to pay attention to the world around you with fresh eyes as you develop new perspectives and find inspiration for each cycle of learning. This is a time, and there are so many things that are going on in the world right now, you know, to be in the moment. And I'm thankful that I'm finally at a point in my life where I'm here. Like, I'm right here, right now, Monday, July the 22nd of 2013, because I went through phases in my life where I was so far ahead of myself, thinking about, okay, this is where I'm going to be in 5 years, and being there, but not being able to enjoy the moment. So the East is calling you to pay attention to right now. But you are seeing things with a different set of eyes. That's because you're clear now. That's because you are spiritually aligned now. That's because it's a new beginning. You're seeing things for what they really are right now. And the East is asking you, what are your goals for the year? Yeah, we only have, what, 6, 5.5 months left. But what are your goals? What are you doing for the next 5.5, 6 months? And do these goals support all aspects of you? Does it support you mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually? Because that's the embodiment of who you are. A lot of times we make goals and they only satisfy us on a physical level, you know, things that we can hold, material possession. But you have to think about your mental state. You're being satisfied physically, but mentally you're depressed. Mentally you're burnt out. Emotionally, you're still holding on to issues that occurred when you were 5 and 6 years old. You know, it's like you're stopping your new beginning. The East is asking you, how do these goals make use of your strengths?
Are you using all of your ability, all of your talents and your gifts? Are you making use of them? Because we know, we know that person who was like an awesome basketball player or an awesome singer or who was just excellent with numbers, but they didn't use those talents. They didn't use their gifts. They didn't appreciate them. And it's like one day out the blue, that voice is gone. You know, those sports skills and talents, they're gone. So you want to make use of your talents and your gifts. They're for you to use in your journey, in your path. And in this new beginning, with this new vision, you want to see yourself tapping into that. That's all a part of your personal power. The East is also asking, do these goals challenge your weaknesses? And how? You know, we have weaknesses. Everyone does. And everyone's weakness is different. You know, you don't just pay attention to your strengths and then look at your weaknesses as just who you are. No, you find ways to challenge them, to bring you out of your shell. If you are, if you consider yourself shy or very soft-spoken, you see that as a weakness, then you strengthen it. You know, you can start by going to a karaoke bar with some friends. You can get into spoken word shows or anything that allows you to be vocal, anything that allows you to step outside of your comfort zone. Again, it's a new beginning, a new vision. Yesterday and everything that came before it is gone. All you have from there are the lessons. Some say memories. Not memories to me, they're lessons. This is what I learned. And you take the lessons and you move on. You know, you allow those emotions, which are just responses to the way you think and believe, you allow those to release. And hopefully you took advantage of that Cancer energy. So then, the East is symbolizing the Aquarius, the air sign. And then we have Leo, which is fire. And Leo represents the South. And, you know, I know some of those of African descent. Maybe, you know, say African-American. I say black, you know, indigenous. I know some people of the black persuasion are, like, upset with the South right now. You know, we had the Trayvon Martin case in Florida, and there are so many people, like I see them on my Facebook, and they're on Twitter, and they're like, yeah, we're going to boycott Florida. You know, we're just going to boycott the South altogether, you know, because that law is there. Stand your ground. And it's so interesting because it's like the same people. You have a portion of the people who are saying they're going to boycott the state, and they haven't even been there. How can you boycott somewhere that you don't frequently go anyway? If you don't go, you're not really proving a point. And then you have the other handful who are like, yeah, I'm going to boycott, and they live in a stand your ground state. It's weird. But the beauty of the South, is that it's a place of possibilities and truth. Find that here, right? In the South, great love goes towards all things. You know, we love everything. And in the South, we perceive the beauty of the world. In the South, your glass is always half full. You know, you're always in a good place. The South is the place where your dreams manifest and you live an inspired life. In the South, resides the young adult. And that young adult is full of ideas, full of inspiration, most importantly, full of energy. You know, you have the ideas, you're inspired, and you have the energy to actually make it happen. You know, you can pray. Prayer is wonderful. You meditate. Meditation is wonderful. But at some point, you have to come out of your meditation. You have to come out of that prayer state, and you have to actually go do it. That's how you reap what you sow. You can pray for food, or you can go get some seeds, pray over the seeds, plant them, and then grow your food. And it's already balanced, right? You got to put that energy in. The South is the element of fire, which represents transformation. Fire transforms things. Fire goes in. Some people see fire as destructive. It depends on how you decide to look at it. Fire goes in, it destroys what's there, but then it brings about all new, all fresh. It comes back, it just comes back differently. It looks differently. It feels differently. It's like it rejuvenates the area. Fire represents creativity, drive, which is ambition, that's the Leo, and excitement. You know, you're always excited when you're getting ready to do something new. When you're stepping into who you are, it's exciting. You know, you don't necessarily know how everything is going to fall, but you know exactly where you're going. In the South, you learn that you must balance work and play. You can't be all work. It can't be all play. It has to be a balance, and both are necessary. The sound of the South, it's the sound of the drums. It's the sound of your feet dancing in joy and celebration. It's like a quick rhythmic pounding that calls you to dance. You know, most people come to the South and they're ready to celebrate something, be it a family reunion, a birthday, is something that is being celebrated, and there's a lot of dancing going on. I love it. The South is asking you to define the different types of love you have experienced in your journey, and when you had these experiences. So your first love might be a relative, you know, and you're going to put or think about how old you were. When did you have this experience? You want to define each type. I don't necessarily think there's a puppy love, so to speak. Love just is. It's for you to define it. And the South is also asking that you identify some of your limiting beliefs. You know, when someone says love, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Is it joy, or is there some type of sadness? You know, when you think marriage, what's the first thing that comes to mind? When you're thinking money, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Who told you that a good man is hard to find? Who told you that the man is the leader of the family? Who told you that Eve was created from the rib of Adam, or that men are created weak? Who told you that life is hard? You know, you have to go back to the source of your beliefs, so that you can start to determine what it is that you believe, so that you can begin to stand your ground. I'm not talking about the law of man in many of these U.S. states. I'm not talking about that law. I'm talking about standing your ground, stepping into your personal power, being in control of your thoughts, your beliefs, you know, knowing your values, setting your morale, determining what you are going to do with your life, determining what you will and will not go through. That's all a part of standing your ground. It's a very beneficial thing. It depends on how you decide to see it. You know, who told you that the rules of the land were best, the best thing for your life? Who told you have to start determining the source of these beliefs, dig into the core? And is a wonderful time to do that with this Leo sun coming through. Is an excellent time to pull those beliefs and those thoughts that are holding you back. You know, who told you had to go to school for accounting? Who said you can't just start your own accounting business? Who said you have to go to college to major in business marketing? Who told you that? Who told you that? Why can't you find out the books and teach yourself and then build a business and teach others? Who told you? And how are these rules benefiting you in your life? There's so many college students coming out, graduating, and saying, oh, there's no jobs in my field. And they're out here. They have this big degree, you know, on this piece of flammable paper. And they got their degree, and it's nowhere to go. So they just find something else until the time is right. Who told you to do that? Who told you? Why? Why would you do that? And there's not a door open. Perhaps it's time for you to open one. And if there isn't a door, maybe you should tear something down and create one. Regardless of what you do, there's no excuse to be stuck in a box when it's not working for you, when you are in control of your life. Who told you it was a recession? Why? Why are people trying to freak you out? You have to start thinking about these things. It's like you have to think before you think. And so much of what's coming towards us, be it in music, be it television, billboards, the energy of people is so much fear. People are on edge, but fear is a powerful energy. When you master energy and you learn to manipulate energy, you find that it's easier to work with people's fear than it is to work with their happiness. You're boxed into fear for a reason. So this Aquarius full moon is signifying a time of change. Obviously something isn't working, right? If it was all working, you wouldn't be stressed, depressed, living from dollar to dollar. You know, you wouldn't be doing that thing that you absolutely dread going to bed and waking up to do. You would be happy. Does that mean that there's no work in life? Depends on how you see work. It depends on how you see it. Is work something that is hard, or is it enjoyable? Is work something that you love to do and just get, you know, it's like you just happen to get paid for doing it? I'd be doing it regardless. I just happen to get paid, and I just happen to make enough to sustain a wonderful life, you know? This full moon is encouraging us to make changes where we've been stagnant, where we've been hesitant. Is a good energy to just bust out of your fear. Like all day, I have been in my just straight fuck it mode. You know, get a text, can you do this? Fuck that. I ain't got time for that. I have other things to do with myself. That's that energy, and I'm loving it. It's treating me very well. Like I can get used to this Aquarius air and this Leo sun moon that's coming in, and I'm already feeling like this roar. It might be because my Venus is in Leo, But it's something about this energy that's saying, you know what, that's not working, and there's no need to continue on that path. I'm already on that path. I already see where it's taking me. I already see what it's doing. There's no need to stay here 10 more years to see if it'll work out. You know, this energy is like, you know what, I've been in this relationship a year. It is going absolutely nowhere. There's no point in me sticking around another 5 years to look back and think about the 6 years I wasted. No, I'm going to take this lesson, and I'm going to keep it moving. That's the energy, and it's a beautiful energy. Now, every now and then, I feel inspired to pull one of my tarot cards every now and then. It's not something that I do on the regular. And today was about 7:47 Eastern, of course, in the evening. And I shuffled. It seemed like forever. And when I finally felt the need to stop, the card that I pulled was the Eight of Pentacles. Now, this card, and if you are in the chat or when you come to the archives later, you'll be able to see the card, or you can just Google the Eight of Pentacles, and there's this young man, young adult, that's what the energy of the South, and he's working on these coins to have the five-pointed star, and there are already five, six that are hanging. He's working on the last two, and the energy, what Spirit revealed to me is that this card symbolizes that the hard part is already done. We've already been through the storm, and we survived. Now is the time for us to put the finishing touches on the project, just spruce it up a little bit, and to start preparing to reap what we've sown. It's that time. It's time that we get our fruits from the work that we've done the earlier part of this year. Now, to many of us, that's like exciting, because the first part of this year, we put work in. Maybe not, quote, physical work, but we went through our share of releasing. We pulled out beliefs that were negative. We distanced ourselves from negative people. You know, we started to find and search for our purpose. We began to tap into Spirit. Now you're about to reap. You're about to reap is your season. Now, if you didn't put work in, you still reap what you sow. You get the good of what you've done. And you know, if it wasn't much, guess what? It's a new beginning. It's not over. It's a new beginning. You just pick up where you are. You start today, and you get ready for the next season. It's just that simple. The card is saying conserve your energy for benefiting yourself. Sometimes we give so much of ourselves to help others. And when it's time for you to do what you need to do, you're burnt out because you've done everything for everyone else. It's okay to help people. That's okay. But when you use energy to benefit yourself, you naturally help others. Same thing goes for when you stand in your power, when you stand your ground, you just naturally give others the space to do the same. This card is saying stay on task. Pick a task and stick to it. I get that we have multiple gifts. We have multiple talents. Okay? I get that you can sing, and you can dance, and you're an awesome writer. Pick a task. Pick one. Pick one and focus on it. Put your energy into that. You know, plan B is only needed when plan one isn't clear. you already know plan one is going to fall through, so you're working on plan B because you're not clear. And then plan B isn't clear, so now you're just floating and you're halfway through the alphabet. No, pick a task and stick to it. See it through. Allow it to fall in place. The path is already laid out for you. You already have your gifts. You came here with your gifts. You came here with it. You came here with your talent. You came here with everything that you need for your journey. So you don't have to learn anything new. You're not learning new stuff. You just have to stop, breathe, remember, because that's what it is. You just have to remember why you came, when you came, and then realign yourself. It's just that simple. Stop. You just have to stop. Stop. Stop, self. Sit down. Take a breath. Breathing puts you in the now. I'm not talking about the breathing that we just do on a day-to-day. That's done outside of your consciousness. I mean, actually sitting down and taking a deep breath in and then exhaling slowly. It's amazing how different things come to your mind. Even when you forget where you've placed something, if you would stop running around like a chicken with his head cut off and just took a moment to breathe, it's like, I remember. That's the same thing in life. Once you breathe, it's like, this is what I need to do. And then you align yourself to the path. Just that simple. It's just that simple. And like I said, it's very rare. But I had a wonderful time with this card, and I definitely encourage you all to Google it. Google the Eight of Pentacles and see what comes to you. And don't forget that we all have the same intuitive or psychic or empath skills. You just have to stop, breathe, and remember. Just that simple. But before we go into the law, the universal law of vision, which is actually getting clear on what it is that we want and desire, we are going to have a poem read to us by our star poet here on My Magic, Miss Myra Moore. And I will be turning over to her. Then we'll take a break and we'll be back with the law of vision.
Hi, family. Stay yourself and be true to you. Be original, exquisite, and the best you could possibly be. No one controls the destiny of you and me. Live each day as if it's your last. Sniff the sweet-smelling flowers and the grass. Smile, cry, dance. Show the real you. Possess the power inside of you. You are special in and out. Use your power to shine the light. The world is your classroom. Learn a lesson or two. Through wind, fire, and rain, your purpose remains the same. Make your dream a reality. Be the source of all humanity.
Teachers look for three. Black Jesus, you know what I mean? I think I'm me because of Black Jesus. So I'm me because of God, you know. It's, I can't explain why I shine and no one else shines. I think everybody shines in different things. And a lot of things I can't do. I can't play basketball like every other black person in America. But I can act. I know how to go to that true spot in myself because I'm there every day. I can be me. I can be whoever because I'm true to me. I can go to neutral easily. A lot of people, black, white, Mexican, young or old, fat or skinny, have a problem being true to themselves. They have a problem looking in the mirror and looking directly into their own souls. The reason I sell 6 million records, the reason I can go to jail and come out without a scratch, the reason I can walk around, the reason I am who I am today is because I can look directly into my face and find my soul. It's there. It's not sold. I didn't sell it. It's still within me. I still feel it. My heart is still connected to my body. So I could, any character, I'm going to bring that intensity, that truth, that honesty to it because I have to repay for that blessing from Black Jesus, from God. I have to pay for that by shining. If he give you the voltage and you waste it, that's the curse. He gave me the voltage. I'm going to shine. It's not mine. It's from God.
Hey, family, we are back. We are back again. Monday edition of My Magic here on Culture Freedom Radio. And I am your hostess, Lady D. And tonight we are speaking about standing your ground, being true to yourself, you know, standing in your power. And again, being in control of your thoughts, your beliefs, and your emotions is this year in and of itself has been so powerful for those who are distancing themselves from negative energy and who are filling themselves with the water, who are keeping themselves purified. It's so much powerful energy this year, and I would say this month has been one of the most powerful and amazing times of the year. It's no wonder people are telling you what to think, telling you how you should feel. You know, trying to get you overexcited, trying to redirect your focus, trying to take you off your purpose. You know, if you knew what this time meant, if you knew what you have the power to do, you would understand all the distractions. You would understand why the media keeps throwing different things in your face. Why everybody wants you in a state of being frantic and fearful. Powerful emotions to work with. And, wow, some of us, we make it so easy. So, so easy. And, you know, you have to stop and wonder, well, you know, if they're in this frantic state and, you know, I've given inspiration, am I wrong to tap into your fearful energy and to manipulate it and make it work for me? Is that wrong? If I share the knowledge and you say, no, I don't want to take it, and then I say, okay, and I begin to work with that energy, am I wrong? And when I reach my point with the assistance of your energy, it doesn't change anything. It just helps to speed it up, right? Your energy helps to speed up what's already coming to me. Then do I owe something to the people? I mean, you gave it to me. It's a gift. So we are talking on the law of vision right now. And let's see, the book that I have is by Herbert Harris. Very short read. Very short read. I like books like this. I personally feel that a book really doesn't have to be over 120 pages. That's just my personal philosophy. I think when they make it thicker, it's just full of gunk, and you know, those extra pages make you feel like, yeah, this is really worth me paying $20 or so for. But the book is by Herbert Harris, and it's titled The 12 Universal Laws of Success. And, of course, it's up to you to define success. Like I said, it's a very good book, very good read. Like I said, it's a very good read, and it touches on quite a few laws. But the one that we are indulging in tonight is the law of vision. You know, it's something about the word law that just excites people. When you say law, it's like people get in a straight line with their hands by their sides, fingertips pointing to the ground, you know. But he says, and it's chapter 3, and he says, he quotes one of the Bible verses, where there is no vision, the people perish, but they that keepeth the law, happy are they. And it's Proverbs 29:18. And he goes on to say, when you have no vision of where you want to go with your life, you will be miserable and fail to achieve a better life. Your vision of life, your vision of the life you would like to experience most must be crystal clear in your mind. See the vision in great detail. Internalize your vision through your senses. That means you know how it will feel when you reach your goal. You know, some people set goals and, like, you can't even see yourself reaching it. You know, you have to see how it, you have to know how it feels. Otherwise, you won't know when you're there. How it smells, how it sounds. It says, by fully expressing your vision through your senses, your feeling nature, you energize it, and with the universal force that makes it happen in your life experience. So when you feel it, you are in alignment to actually receive it. And it goes in line with the quote, if you believe, you can achieve, because believing is seeing. If you see it, then you will achieve it. You will have it, attain it. The law referred to in the second line of this scripture is the first universal law of success, the law of thought and manifestation. And I know so many times, even with my clients, everyone is like, everyone wants to manifest by doing. You know, I guess that's where we get the when you work hard, you know, you get the better things in life. I guess that's where the idea comes from. But it's like everyone is ready to do something to manifest what it is that they desire. So the first thought that they allow to come into their mind is what needs to be done. When in actuality, the first thought should be the idea or what it is that you are attracting, be it a job, be it focus in your meditation, be it a new pet, a baby, whatever it is that you are desiring. That's the first thought, the idea. And then the next is you're moving into visualizing. You're actually seeing yourself. You're seeing yourself in meditation, focused, clear, awake. You know, you're alert, but you're still in your trance state. And I know a lot of times people are a little nervous of meditation because they don't want to be taken over by anything outside of themselves. Well, spirit doesn't move in that, well, aligned, positive vibrating or higher vibrating spirits don't work in that fashion. So what happens is in that trance state, you're in full control, but it's just that different things are coming in, different thoughts, different feelings. You're in tune with it, but you're still you. You're still yourself, and you're still in complete control. I just had to throw that in there. But you want to see yourself as it's a baby. You want to see yourself holding, you know, your baby, bonding with the baby. If it's a new pet, you want to visualize. You want to know what you're getting. You don't just want to throw it out in the air. You know, I want a pet. When you know you really want a dog, you just throw it out there and get a fish back, and now you're mad. Well, that you really didn't care. You just said you want a pet. You know, you just throw out there that you want a car, and then you get a car, and your car only lasts, it breaks down in a month, and now you're mad. Can't be mad. You got what you asked for. You asked for a car. You didn't say a reliable car. Hey, being clear. And from the vision to the thought, from the idea to actually seeing it, which is the vision, from there, from those two things, you energize the feeling, you know, so you're in tune with how it feels. If you're looking, or I don't want to say looking, if you're allowing love to come into your life, if you're open to allowing your soulmate, then you have to know what love feels like. And the best way to teach yourself what love feels like is to teach yourself. You know, mommy's love is great, but even mommy's not going to be here forever. You have to learn to love yourself, and everybody learns and needs love in different ways. So he shifts into goal setting. And he says the first aspect of the vision is being specific, being very specific. So there's actually work to be done. There's energy to be put in, but that's okay because we're working with the energies and the elements of the South, so that young adult is there, and you're energetic, you're ready, you're full of ideas. Probably have so many ideas that you can't even pick one because they're all so awesome. You got 10 awesome business ventures right here in your mind, and you see the need for all 10 of these business ventures. They're all awesome. And you want to do all of them, you can, but right now you have to focus on one. You have to focus on getting that one off the ground. So there are some qualities to setting your goals. There are some things that you should do, or I don't want to say should, because when you say should, it's almost like a law telling somebody what to do. But consider a couple of qualities to your goal setting. And you could think of a goal as a stepping stone. Many times, and I know when we go through school, there's like this push. What do you want to do when you grow up? You know, what are you going to do with your life? It's like there's one thing, and they're pushing you to do this one thing in this one box for the rest of your life, right? 25, 30 years of your life. Doing this one thing. Well, that's not necessarily a goal. I say that's like your destination. A goal is a stepping stone. So it just takes you to the next one, you know, like stairs. You don't just jump up stairs. You go step to step. Maybe you skip one or two here or there, but you do so cautiously. And goals are the same. So when you're setting your goals, when you're thinking about that one thing that you are going to commit to right now, don't feel like it's forever. It's just until it runs its course. It's just until you fulfill the purpose that comes with it, and then you're stepping up to the next goal. You're tackling your next goal. So the first quality is that your goal should be written. Like, you actually need to sit down and write it out. You need to write down all the thoughts that you are having. You know, for some, you can sit down maybe 20 minutes and you've got everything out. For others, you know, it might take you a couple of hours, or it might be something that you go through the process of doing throughout the week. But prior to starting, you need to have everything written. You need to write everything down. And in writing it down, you're able to see. And many times you'll see how different things connect to one another. And I'll give you an example for myself. I love doing hair, I love doing makeup, and I love coaching. Well, just sitting down thinking about it, it's like three different things. But when you sit down and I actually wrote it out, they were able to link perfectly. You know, I'm doing the hair, okay, we're doing the makeup, this is one person. And in the process of doing hair, we're talking, that's coaching. Usually when you sit down, you will see those things start to come together. So it might seem like so many different ideas when they're in your head, stuck in your head, but when you put them down, they all flow. They flow perfectly. So sit down and write them. And then, again, commitment. You have to commit. And, again, that's the South. We're in the element of the South. Leo, loyal. The Leo is loyal. Loyal means that you do what you said you were going to do. You said you were going to attain this goal. Now you're going to do it. You have this element of the South behind you. And you have that Leo fire energy that is destroying any doubt or any negative energy that say you can't. You got the perfect energy to just set it on fire. When I burn it up, it can't come back. You burn up a letter, that's the end of that letter. Maybe you memorized it, maybe you didn't, but it's gone. And you want to share your goals. Now, in sharing, especially when it's dealing with goals, you want to be careful of who you share your goals with. Although I do see the benefit of sharing with negative-minded or negative-spirited individuals, there are benefits to sharing with them. And the most beneficial thing that I found through sharing goals with those who sometimes it's not even that they're so negative. It might be that they're trying to protect you. They don't want you to do this because if you fail, then you're going to be hurt. So in their spirit, they're trying to protect you. But most of the time, it comes off as negative, like it's just negative energy. But the benefit I found through sharing with those type individuals is that they make you clarify, like they make you make the goal stupid clear. Like it can't get any lower. It's just basic. It's pure basic because they keep challenging your ideas with their whys and their you can't until you have it laid out so perfectly that everyone you share it with from that point is like, yeah, that's perfect. That's you. Oh, you've been doing that the whole time anyway. Now you're just going to happen to get paid for it. You're just going to happen to be able to attract what it is that you desire by using it. And setting your goals, you want to make an agreement with yourself I don't feel that children or your parents or what your parents weren't able to do or what it is that you're trying to give your children, you know, this better life than you have, I don't feel those are good motivations. They're not as concrete as you are, because those things or those people can easily be taken out of your life. What is keeping you committed to the goal at that point? Just a thought. So make the agreement with yourself. You want to make the agreement with yourself. Whatever the agreement is, perhaps you set a goal, and I do more short-term goals. That's cool. Some people do theirs by the year. That's cool. But being a Cancer, being ruled by the moon, and the moon is moving every 2 to 3 days, a year is a very long time, and that can get me in procrastination mood because, I mean, a year? Shoot, I can start in October in my mind, right? And still attain? No. So I have to do it on a weekly or monthly basis. It has to be something that I can see as I move along through the weeks. I need to see progress, right? That's part of the commitment for me, is being able to see the progress as I go. Like, all that go to school for 4 years and then get your degree, you're going to have to give me something in the meantime to keep me going. Otherwise, it's not going to work. So your agreement, it might be a reward. You know, if you complete this task, if you say for this week, and we're gonna do a ritual, or at least I will give you a ritual, touristy. Well, we're kind of touristy in, but we'll kind of go through some things in the ritual. So it'll be, the ritual is for 7 days. Yeah, it's a commitment. For 7 days, you're either worth it or you're not. It's just that simple. And, you know, after, you might be like, the agreement may be, when I complete these 7 days, I'm going to buy myself an outfit, or I'm going to take myself out on the town. You know, you always want to reward yourself for attaining your goals, no matter how huge or how small they may be. You want to reward yourself. It doesn't mean you have to get, like, all your friends together and everyone has to celebrate. But, I mean, on a smaller scale, with just you, because it's about you. It's your goal. It's your life. It's your path. It's your purpose. So you need to celebrate you. It's wonderful with friends, but it's spectacular when you can stand your own ground and do what you need to do for you. So set your agreements. This is what you're going to do. It's almost like your higher self is talking to your inner child. Okay, this is what you have to do. Like, as parents tell their kids, okay, you're going to have to clean that room. You know, and if you don't, this is going to happen. And if you do, this is going to happen. You know, you're going to know where your stuff is. You're going to be able to move around safely. But you want to make agreements. This is what I'm going to do. This is why I'm going to do it. And as a reward, this is what I'm going to give myself. I remember when I was doing my first business, we were doing the personal training, and we were doing the boot camps. They were 6 weeks, and the first thing was like, okay, cut out all fast food. Cut out all your fast food, but put the money aside. Put the money, you know, if you were going to spend $3.20 at McDonald's, put the $3.20 in a jar. You know, you gotta stack all that money that you were going to be eating out with. And usually around the second or third week, like, it would get super exciting because they were able to see money building. Like, wow, this is a lot of money. And at the end of the camp, well, you were going to spend the money on food anyway. there's no point in, you know, getting serious with the money now. You take yourself out and you do something special for yourself with that money. It's the exact same concept. And you want to punish yourself when you aren't doing as you said you would. One of the, Alex DeCrawley said that a good punishment is that you have a safety pin. Okay, yeah, that'll make you remember. And when you do something that you said you wouldn't, or when you fall short on something that you said you would do, well, you take that safety pin and you pop yourself in the finger. You know, how many pokes can you take? See, me, I personally couldn't do it. I found other forms of punishment. Maybe going to bed at a earlier time. One night is your form of punishment. You didn't complete the goal. Well, no juice for you. You drinking water, which is better. You didn't complete the goal. Yep. You're not hanging out with your friends this week. You didn't do what you said you was going to do today. Yep, go and turn that phone off. No internet. You know, that's your higher self. You have to deal with that inner child in a certain way. Discipline is very important to your goal. You want to meditate on your goal every day. Every day. Otherwise, it's really not a goal. It's like saying that you're going to save up for a car, but you only put money away once a month. You only think about the car when you're putting money away once a month. That's not going to work. You need to be putting something away every single day. I don't care if you just found a nickel on the ground. You need to put it away. It needs to be something that you are doing on a daily basis. Sit down, and it doesn't take long. You don't have to make it hard. It's as simple as stopping, settling yourself down for 2 minutes, taking in 5 good, long, deep breaths, and just visualize yourself having whatever it is that you're going after, be it eating better or healing yourself. Whatever the goal is, you actually have to see it. The mind is so interesting. Our entire essence, our design as humans is outstanding. No mistake was made on us. And again, we come here with everything that we need to survive. But you just have to go inside yourself, you is about you. It's not how I do things. It's not how I think. A lot of times I'll tell clients something and they're like, how is it working for you? Well, you know what? Just because it's working for me doesn't mean it's going to work for you, one. And just because it doesn't work for me doesn't mean it won't for you. We're all different. It's about finding your way. You know, you take what's necessary for you, take what's needed, and you release the rest. It's just that simple. You want to think about the goal constantly. Napoleon Hill says that you have to think about it so much till it becomes a burning desire, until you can't get it off your mind. That's all you think about. Think about sex addicts. We'll think about them for it. We'll use them as an example. Or people who just, like, watch porn all the time. Sex is all they think about. It's always on their mind. It's a burning desire. And they usually have healthy sex lives, or, you know, if it's not actual sex that's involved, they at least get to their point of arrival, you know, is a burning desire. Well, it has to be the same thing with your goal. You have to think about it. Think about it until that's all you know. And you wake up and your feet hit the ground, and it's like, okay, this is what we need to do today. Let's make it happen. It's that intensity, that passion behind it. And you want to give yourself time. You want to give yourself time, resources, and you want to put an effort into yourself. You know, when we're speaking about time, if your goal is to buy a house, you know, you have to think about it. Is that something that you really can set the goal to do in 2 weeks or even a month? Is you know, what are you doing? Are you trying to buy the house, or is it, you know, is this, you have to put everything on the table, how far you're going to be, how much space you need, or are you going to add new members to your family? You know, you want to give it time. That might not be a good idea to just jump out there and do it in 2 weeks. If you're buying a car, you know, you might not just want to wake up in the morning and be like, I'm going to go buy me a car. You want to give yourself a little time to research and to clarify your needs. Same thing goes with the resources. You have to give yourself resources. You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to start a business and then start doing something and say that you're running a business. No, you actually need to learn about what you're doing. You have to, you don't have to go to school, so to speak, but you do have to school yourself. You do have to teach yourself so that you know a variety of ways to do what it is that you are doing. And then you want to put effort into yourself. You know, like I say, you're either worth it or you're not. That's the decision that you have to make. am I worth what it is that I desire? If so, you just naturally put that effort in it and give, you know, commit yourself. They say 100%, but commit yourself and commit enough of yourself to attain what it is that you desire and deserve. You got to deserve it, too. Can't just be like, I want this, and you don't deserve it. You want to make goals that are realistic and attainable. Realistic and attainable. So you can't set a goal to hit the lottery for $15 million if you don't play. That's not realistic. Or, you know, you can't set a goal to learn how to swim and then decide that you aren't getting in the water. That's just not attainable. It has to be realistic. It has to be attainable. You can't be like, I think I want to be an astronaut next year, and you haven't learned to read. You're going to have to learn to read first, and then we can move on. Your goals have to be realistic and attainable. And you always, always want to be flexible to change. You always want to leave room for the universe, for the creator to make changes along the way. I say a mission statement. Most businesses, well, every business that I've seen thus far has a vision statement, and then their mission statement. I feel everyone should have a mission statement for their life. Everyone does have a mission statement, but everyone's not clear, sometimes not even aware that it's there. So you want to make a mission statement. If you are a healer, that's the mission is to heal. The mission never changes. That's the beauty of the mission. It never changes, although the path might be different. So for 5 years, you might be healing people through food, and then that runs its course, and then the next 10 years, you might be healing people through energy until that runs its course, and then you might just be healing people through laughter or just being in your company. The mission never changes, but the path to fulfilling the mission may be many. So sit down and get a mission statement, and that's part of the ritual. Can't be lazy. You can't be lazy talking about you trying to do something with yourself. Can't be reactive. Your goals should be concrete, okay? And that goes back to knowing how it looks. You know, if you're allowing your soulmate into your life, how does your soulmate look? If you are allowing, I don't know, new friends into your life, how do they look? How does it feel when you're around them? What do you smell? What does it smell like when you've reached that moment, when you've reached the destination? How does it taste? What sounds do you hear around you? If you set the goal to get this car, you get the car, you know, what music is going to be playing? What is it going to smell like? What type of air freshener are you going to have in this car? How does the seat feel? How does the steering wheel feel? How does it look? You got to be clear. Say, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. Know what you're asking for, because you're going to get it. Are you going to be clear enough to get it in the fashion that benefits you is the question. And do you really know what it is that you desire? And a goal is set in advance. So to just jump up and set a goal at, 10:58 and be like, I'm going to accomplish this at 12, might not be attainable. Again, that goes back to giving yourself time, to manifest what it is that you desire. And again, you want to share it, share your goals, but be mindful of who you are sharing with. If you are a sensitive person, if you are a very sensitive person, you want to share your goals with people who are good listeners. That means they actually listen to everything you have to say. And then when you stop talking, they start. That's a good listener. You want to share with people who are in the position where you are moving towards. That always helps. You always want to have people in your circle who are in the position or in that direction in which you are moving. It totally defeats the purpose, and it seems like it's so human nature almost that people want to, you know, they'll say that they're doing better and that they've elevated this group of people. It's like moving out the hood mentality. You moved out the hood, but you hang in with nothing but people who live in the hood. Why you even leave? Why leave? If you're going to be with them anyway, why stay? Why? It changes. If you're going to change your environment, change your environment. If you desire to be a millionaire, you really can't just be hanging out every single day listening to the woes and sorrows of hundred and thousandaires. You're never going to get there, because it's like the crabs in a barrel. And I'm a crab. But the crabs in a barrel mentality. And when you look at them, when you look at the crabs and exactly what's going on, is really that they can't see their claws. So they're just pulling whatever they can to try to escape. Just so happens that what they're pulling is another crab. They're pulling the crab down. It's not on purpose. You know, I'm just trying to get away. I really didn't see you. I thought you was something to pull up on. So be careful. Just be careful who you share your goals with. If you are very confident and your ego is in place, then you can share your goals with people who may be a little bit more negative, I guess, so to speak, because they're able to challenge those ideas and bring them to an even clearer, even higher state. So it does help. And in setting your goals, use your imagination. Allow your imagination to go there. And otherwise, you're going to be doing the exact same thing that you've been doing the entire time. And we know when you do what you always did, you get what you always got, what you already got. So you have to shake it up. You have to do something different. So allow your imagination to step in and realize that any thought or idea or desire that comes to you is yours. You can have it. Otherwise, you never would have thought about it. You get it? It's different when you're looking at TV and they're bombarding you with these commercials and you're seeing this stuff and like, hey, that might make life easier. That's different. That's totally different. I'm talking about when you stop, breathe, and remember those thoughts, those feelings, those desires that come to you, they're all attainable. They're already yours. All you have to do is position yourself to allow it. Allow it. And that brings us to our ritual. And like I said, we are doing 7 days. It's a 7-day commitment. Only 7 days. And I'm not going to say it's like 7 days to a new life or a new you, but it's 7 days long enough for you to see if what you got going on is better or if there is a better way. And it doesn't require much from you. All it requires is some effort, some love from yourself, and some attention from yourself. Nothing coming from outside of you. So the first thing that we are doing, the first thing that we are doing, our primary focus during these 7 days is to get our mission statement. You know, to define your purpose. To define your purpose. That's what you're doing in your mission statement. You are defining your purpose. Why you're here, why now, what you are going to do. The mission never changes. Only the path. Okay, so the first thing is defining your mission statement, which is your purpose. Now, the second thing is that you are leaving. You are distancing yourself from television and the radio. Now, there's always exceptions to the rule because, it's always those handful of people who are like, I got to see the news. Do you? Do you really? Is not reality enough? But if you're one of those people, there's always exceptions, and you feel like you just have to know what's going on, then watch the news at the end of your day. That way, if worst case scenario, you just throw yourself into some nightmares throughout the night, right? When you watch it at the beginning of the day, it's like you go through the rest of your day kind of on edge, depending on what you've seen, expecting certain things to happen based on what you've seen, kind of like in your box and fearful. So if you have to watch the news, if you feel that's what you do, and then you have to question why you feel you have to know what's going on. Why? But that's your challenge. That's what you have to learn. Same thing goes for the radio. There's always exceptions to the rule. If you are going to listen to music, okay? You want to choose more upbeat. It is, we're not talking about the FM, AM dials. Burn a CD, I don't know, get your little MP3 player. Again, you got to put that time, that attention, that effort into yourself. But you want to get more uplifting music. It should only be positive. Like I love India Irie. I love Jill Scott. Erykah Badu. I love Music Soul Child. As many artists who have music that is powerful, that is uplifting. If you're dealing with music that's talking about love, it needs to be beautiful love, successful love, not somebody. It's not going to be Keisha Cole, Trust and Believe, right? It's not going to be that type of love song that brings back these painful thoughts or painful past experiences. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. So you want everything to be uplifting. You also want to distance yourself, keep your conversation short with those who have negative energy surrounding them. Now, I get that we're all connected, yeah, but if I don't see you and I'm not in your presence and I'm not talking to you at that moment, we are disconnected. And I am aligning myself with someone who is more positive, someone who is a joy to be around, someone who always has good news. Like, I'm a sucker for good news. It doesn't have to be mine. I just love good news. And I love to laugh. So when you distance yourself from those who have negative energy, you want to replace them with someone who is more positive, okay? You can't just leave the space empty. You got to replace them. And the replacement, you know, you might leave one group on Facebook where they're just straight nonsense drama, and you might find another group that is more uplifting, that is more spiritually attuned, okay? If you are distancing yourself from a family member who is just full of negative emotions and negative energy, you got to replace them with a family member who is more positive and more upbeat, okay? Our cup is always half full. You don't make your cup empty. Replace. Embrace new faith. It's simple, okay? Also, the drink of the day, our fluid, is water. The fluid is water. Why? Because we are over, the brain is over 75% water. The body is over 70% water. Heart is over 70% water. You're mostly water. You want to you want to enjoy the benefits of water. What is water? Water is clear. What are we seeking? Clarity. Okay? It's just that simple. When you put that purple fluid in your body, you see purple. You put yellow in your body, you see yellow. Okay? So your goal with the water is when you go to the potty, when you go to urinate, it should be clear. Your water should mix with the water in the toilet, and people shouldn't know if you flushed or not. Well, they'll know because, you know, you got to put paper in there, but you get what I'm saying. It should be the same. That's where you're trying to get your body. Once you're there, you're clear. You're able to start thinking. You're able to see new things. You got to push the old out. Same thing goes with the food. Now, food is, I know that's, it's a challenge for people, but you want to get as much green as you can. I love smoothies. Smoothies are, they're easy to make. if you put flaxseed in them, you can get the flaxseed. You can do the oil. All you do is kind of like a oatie type powder, kind of looks like oats are in it, and sprinkle some flaxseed in the smoothie, and it helps to calm your appetite, because we kind of get on a schedule, and especially when you're attending school or you're in the workforce and that 8 to 5 is something about that 12 to 1 hour, you just naturally get hungry because that's what you're programmed to. So the flaxseed, it helps to calm down that hunger, that's not really hunger, but thirst, because you want some water, but you're getting water now, so it's going to be a lot more balanced. Spinach, I do a lot of spinach, and the best thing is, like, you can't even taste it, so you just see a green drink, but it tastes like whatever fruit you put in it. And if I like to experiment, I don't do recipes when it comes to my smoothies. I just wake up and whatever color I'm in the mood of, be it red apples or green apples, or I want some yellows, some bananas, or some red strawberries, just whatever mood I'm in. But you can't go wrong with bananas. You put bananas in, it can overpower the taste. So if you feel you've, quote, messed up, you just put you a banana or two in there and it'll overpower whatever taste. But for the most part, you can't mess it up. It's just good. It's just awesome. So I would do like 2 or 3 handfuls of spinach. How you can use water as your base. So you can put the water in there, put you some spinach, and then I like apples and bananas. I love strawberries with the bananas. I'll do a mixture of frozen and then just the fruits out of the fridge. I like the frozen fruit because it just makes it thicker, and the thickness, it just gives me a more rounded sense of fullness. So that works for me. That works very well for me. So you want to increase your greens. If you decide smoothies aren't worth your time, then spinach salads or I say I'm a spinach person. Lettuce is cool, but it's not good in a smoothie, so I don't really mess with lettuce. You know, you can cook you some, or steam some cabbage, steam broccoli, but you want to get as much green, fresh green food in you as you can. Green symbolizes nature. So you're moving back to nature. You are remembering the essence of who you are. And you want to write your affirmation. You want to establish an affirmation for your life. It's cool to look them up if you know if you're not worth the effort of actually sitting down and writing 2 or 3 lines that reflect your mission statement to recite. Then you can always Google affirmations or affirmations for fear, affirmations for courage, affirmations for change, whatever it is you need to do. You can find them online. You can Google it. But for those of you who feel that you are worth the effort, write out an affirmation. Keep it short. I say less than 10, 15 words. Keep it very short because you want to be able to recite it on a regular basis. You want to be able to recite it. My affirmation that was given to me after my meditation was that everything that's happening to me is happening for my highest good, and I am open to change. That's my affirmation, and I say it, I love birds. So usually when I see some birds, I'll say it. If it's 5 birds together, then I'll say it 5 times. That's just my thing because I love birds. But you want to pick something that you love and enjoy and see regularly. So every time you see that thing or get in that feeling, you remember to recite your affirmation. Birds just they just happen to be it for me, and then they sit outside of my window and they talk all night long. So it's like, okay, change must be coming. Some nights they're quiet, and some nights it's like an all-night thing. And I know, okay, some change must be in the air. It's my affirmation. With your food that you take in for 7 days, you want to raise the vibration of everything that you put into your mouth, every single thing. I don't care if it's a piece of peppermint, if you're just having some water, everything that is going into your mouth. I don't care if you're taking medication. Everything you need to raise the vibration. And by raising the vibration, usually when we say our grace, we're appreciating or giving thanks for the food. Okay, so in addition to the grace, you know, it doesn't have to be long and extended, but you want to ask that the vibration of your food be raised up. You want your food or whatever it is that's going in your mouth to be raised back to its highest, most natural state. Its highest and most natural state. And that's with everything. It doesn't matter if it's meat, vegetables, water. You want to raise the vibration of everything that you put into your mouth. Because by raising the vibration of your food, you just naturally raise your own vibration. You want to be very mindful of what you're putting into your body. Be very mindful and pay attention to how your mood or how your attitude changes after you eat, okay? Because sometimes we can eat a certain food or have a certain drink, and all of a sudden, like, we're angry. You weren't angry before, so it's something that happened in the process of your meal that incited you with some anger, a little bit of aggression going on there. You want to pay attention if you ate something and now you're like energized and you're all over the place. You want to pay attention. Pay attention to the changes in your body and in your mind, your mood with your food, okay? Very important, because that's going to tell you about your nutritional needs. We're all different. But that's going to give you more insight into your nutritional needs. And you know that if you know when you eat from McDonald's, you're always sleepy after, you'll be able to make a better choice. Okay, maybe I don't need to be eating McDonald's at all. Or maybe that's something I can eat for dinner. That's not something I need to be eating in the day. Or if you notice that chicken from a certain place leaves you like real nervous and very anxious, you know that maybe you shouldn't eat chicken, or perhaps you should go organic with your chicken, but you'll be able to make better decisions. So the goal of the 7 days is to connect with your body, to allow your body and your spirit and your emotions and your mind to come back to their one whole state, to join one another, okay? And again, it's 7 days. First thing we're doing is writing out our mission statement. We're defining our purpose, okay? Second thing we're doing is we are leaving the TV and the radio. If there are commercials, that means that is like cable or it's on the radio. You know, if you're dealing with Netflix, that's different. I love Netflix. You got your documentaries. You know, you're in control of what you're looking at. You still have to make good choices. You don't want to look at something that makes you think of the time you were with that cheater, or you don't want to watch a show that's showing people dying from illness. You know, you want to watch something that's motivating to you. The Secret is on Netflix. It's a good documentary. What the Bleep Do You Know is on Netflix. That's a good documentary as well. It's quite a few. It's quite a few things on Netflix. But you want to leave off the TV and the radio, and you don't want to sleep with either of them on. And those of us who are still going to listen to some music here and there is always going to be uplifting. It's always going to be happy, positive, good vibrations that we're listening to. We're distancing ourselves from negative energy, but we're replacing them with positive energy. Yes, you can do it in 7 days. You can do it in a day. You can do it in an hour. It's whenever you decide to do it. And you need to question yourself on why you're still hanging around people who are just a wealth of negative energy. Why are you around them? Do they like give you this cushion to fall on so that you don't have to step into your powers? A lot of times that's what it is. We hang around people who really aren't productive, who really aren't doing anything, so we can do just a wee bit and feel like we're doing something. You know, because if you were hanging out and conversating with people who are already where you plan to be, that little wee bit of mess you be doing, see, it wouldn't work. And you would see that you are right now the weakest link, and you would have to pull yourself up. So we usually hang around people who we feel are less than us. So we don't have to do anything. That's something you need to question yourself on. We're increasing our water intake. It's only 7 days. I mean, Ramadan is a month, and I can't eat from sun up to sundown, and it's hot, and I'll be thirsty when I'm working. We're just talking 7 days. Water is your main liquid. And as much green food that you can get, you want to get your other fruits and vegetables in. That's wonderful. If you want to eat meat, that's fine, you know, but if you cut it out for 7 days, I bet you see a difference. I can guarantee you that. You cut it out for 3 days, you will see a difference. And you are also going to write out your personal affirmation, which is going to be about 10 to 15 words, and it's personal. It's more heartfelt because it's coming from you. You're going to put that time and that energy because you deserve it. You know, you deserve to have your own affirmation. You don't have to go and sit down and memorize someone else's. You can write your own. It's a beautiful thing. And for 7 days, you want to get sea salt. If you can get sea salt, wonderful. I know it's a bit more expensive for a smaller quantity. So if not sea salt, Epsom salt. And you want to start with the cup, a full cup in your water. And once you get in there, you can kind of add to, depending upon your mood. You want to get the water as warm as you possibly can. It helps to break a sweat. It really does. It is almost like you can make a whirlpool effect in your house. But you want to do your sea salt or your Epsom salt bath for 7 days. 7 days, you want to sit down a minimum of 20 minutes in the water, 20 minutes. But guess what? You got to be thinking about your goals anyway. That's a wonderful time to lay back, light a candle or two, or get you some incense, and just close your eyes and breathe and just see you having whatever it is that you desire. It doesn't always have to be a thing. It might be, like I said, it might be healing. It might be more focus, more concentration, being able to remember more, whatever it is that you need for your journey. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. But you want to take 7 days to commit to yourself. And then after those 7 days, then hey, do 7 more. that's the Reiki technique, you know. I'm gonna, for this day I will not complain. And when you get through the day, then do it again tomorrow. It's just that simple. That's how habits form, right? But time is up. I am ready to recline and go check out this full moon. I'm so excited with this air energy and this fire energy that is coming in. Too excited. But I definitely appreciate you all joining us for Monday's edition of My Magic here on Culture Freedom Radio. And we will be back on Thursday. Let me see. I got to take a look and see what we got going on Thursday. Thursday is the 25th, so we'll be joined by advice guru and personal success coach Tamara Hartley. And our topic will be find balance, make moves, and live your dreams. This is perfect timing. That's perfect timing. So be sure to tune in on Thursday, of course, at 9 p.m. Again, I appreciate you all tuning in tonight. Appreciate your energy. And go ahead, get your commitment on. Love yourself. Honor yourself. Cherish yourself. Love yourself more than anyone. No one should love you more than you. Why? Why would you want somebody to love you more than you anyway? So love yourself, honor, cherish yourself, and I will see you all on Thursday. Peace and love, family.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.